Time for our Friday food feature with us, our very own Mike Piff, who does Chicago's Very Own Eats podcast. And this past week, Michael was sampling all the new food at the United Center. Are you chugging Alka-Seltzer this morning, pal?
Oh, man, it was a week ago, and I am still recovering. But I got to tell you, the Blackhawks and the Bulls outdid themselves with their most recent media preview. It was awesome.
So this is food available for Blackhawks games and Bulls games. And what was your favorite new menu item?
Well, you know, what's great is the Blackhawks are really leaning into their centennial season celebration, and their whole lineup of these centennial items they have going are absolutely incredible, starting with their centennial six-stack burger, which is a triple cheeseburger. Yes, a triple cheeseburger with Havarti, pepper jack, American cheese, and all the fixins. That's available on the 100 level. They also had a wedge steakhouse sandwich. So, yeah, put the salad on a sandwich. It was fantastic. That's got ribeye with bacon, your iceberg lettuce, you know. So it's kind of healthy. And then they're doing these crispy mozzarella pucks. So take your cheese sticks, put it in puck form. It's even better that way. And then they're also doing a rotating jumbo hot dog thing where they are going to, for every chapter that they're going to be rolling out of this centennial celebration, is a different hot dog, starting with their original dog that is going to pay tribute to Glenn Hall and Tony Esposito, the goalies that made the butterfly technique famous. They're actually going to use butterfly-shaped bow tie noodles on the hot dogs with chopped scallions, and that's with a pimento mac and cheese. Are you getting hungry?
Because you know, the only thing better than doing what you did, which was go to the media preview and sample all the food, would have been to be in one of the meeting rooms when they're coming up with these ideas. Hey, how about a puck made of mozzarella? I mean, you know, it's pretty good. And what about the old standards? You know, what if you just want like a slice of pizza?
Oh, they have the Giordano stand there that they've had for a couple of years now, and they are going to also be celebrating the centennial with their version of a centennial thin crust pizza, which has it's got meatballs, banana peppers, jardinera, black olives, but also you could get some cheese and pepperoni. So you got that going for you.
And a lot of the returning favorites there, did you notice?
Oh, yeah. Starting with, have you ever been to the Queenie Steakhouse over in the atrium? That's where you usually got to start with these media previews, because they have a whole slicing table for prime rib. Everything you'd want from a steakhouse is there. You also got Honey Butter Fried Chicken, which is actually one of my favorite restaurants. They're back again on the 100 level with an amazing chicken sandwich, chicken tenders. Stephanie Iser's got her Little Goat Taqueria, so have some amazing tacos. Gibson's is there again. They've got steak sliders that you can't miss out on. And then when you want something sweet, I always recommend getting your soft serve swirl of chocolate and vanilla.
And of course, you didn't have to be reimbursed because this was a freebie, a media event. But how do the prices look to you, Michael?
Well, so I think this year they're going to be pretty reasonable given what you're going to get. I think typically when you see something like this, you know, hot dog that has, you know, mac and cheese on it, or another that has whatever you want all over, it's going to be in your like $10 to $15 range for the bigger stuff. But everything, I think, else is like in your $8 range.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of food, and probably won't be going back for seconds. You'll probably get two meals out of it. So if you amortize it, I guess the price is right. And then, go ahead, Mike.
Oh, no, I was going to say get there early to try as much as you can. But there is one special promotion they have going on this year specifically for Blackhawks games, and that is to stop by Rocky's Bar, which was dedicated to Rocky Wirtz, and it is a kind of like Cheers type bar that's over in section 119. And the first 100 fans to order what's called the Centennial Old Fashioned there will get a commemorative cocktail Yeti with the Blackhawks 100 logo on it, which looks really cool.
Blackhawks home opener tomorrow, 6 p.m. Our coverage on WGN Radio starts at 5:30. More on all of this at WGNRadio.com. Mike Piff and the Chicago's very own Eats podcast. So if you're going tomorrow night, starve yourself. Don't eat today. Appreciate the report, and hope you'll be out of the food coma soon.
Oh, thanks so much, Bob. I'll see you in a little bit.
Okay, go Hawks, go Bulls, go Cubs.